No, no, no. No, I didn't go. You went. Now say it.
You went.
Not you went. I went.
That's what I said. You went.
When I say I went, I don't mean I went. I mean you went.
Do you feel all right, Daddy?
What's the difference? Noodles, oodles, poodles, coyoodles. He's crazy. Never did I hear such a craziness in a department store.
Neither did I.
Hi-ho, all. It isn't Rudy Valley. It's the poet laureate of Allen's Alley.
Ah, God, open
door. Blow the bugle, toot the trumpet. Here is Falstaff. Where shall I dump it? Those were great days. They were wonderful days.
Dabba Dabba Doo, the Alan Reed story, voiced by Alan Reed Jr., with Bill Marks as Fred Allen, commentary by Joe Bevilacqua, and rare interviews with Alan Reed and Joe Barbera.
Chapter 1. On with the show. It was just before midnight, and I was watching an old movie on TV, The Postman Always Rings Twice. It had been made back in 1945, and I played a featured role in it. My part came on toward the end of the picture, so I hadn't been seen yet. But my name had appeared after the title. The phone rang, and a polite voice said,
"Hey, Mr. Reed, I hope I didn't awaken you. I just wanted to tell you that you're on TV.
"Who is this?" I queried, trying to recognize the voice. I thought it might be one of my sons trying to fool the old man.
"Oh, you don't know me. I'm just a fan."
"Come on, quit kidding," I replied. "Who is it?"
"Oh, I'm not kidding, sir,"
the polite voice answered.
"Last week I saw your picture in the paper in connection with your 56th anniversary in show business. I've been a fan for at least 30 of those 56 years. So I looked you up in the phone book when I saw your name on the TV screen, and I thought I'd call you to let you know that you have a fan."
Well, by this time I believed him and said, "Well, thank you, sir. That's very kind of you." And after a few pleasantries, I said goodnight and hung up. I was touched. It was a rare happening, because in all of my years in the entertainment industry, I had never been...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?